And a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, the host of Sports Talk. Great to be here with you on this Saturday morning on this January 26, 2019. I would like to remind you, too, that this Sports Talk episode will be podcasted on our website at WFIWRadio.com. That will be following the conclusion of this episode. You can listen to also archived episodes, past episodes of Sports Talk on our website as well, like from last Saturday and many Saturdays ago here. But like I said, it will be podcasted following this broadcast. Well, thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk, and thank you to listening for tuning in again. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports scores here in the area as well as the region that occurred here last night, and taking a look here at the scores on our website at WFIWRadio.com. Fairfield, they came out, they went down to Johnston City, got a win here on the road. Final there was 83-42. Landon Zerlini coming off the bench with 16 points. Brian Estes, 6'6 senior center, had 12. Reese Lee and Kane Hixenball had 11 and 10 for the Mules, respectively. Mules, they are now 22-2 overall, 6-0 in the Black Diamond Conference. Also in the JV game, it was Fairfield over Johnston City, 60-30. Tyrese Petty, a rising sophomore, quick sophomore guard, he had 18 points. Noah McElravy had 13. Freshman game, it was Fairfield over Johnston City, 31-29 in overtime. Elsewhere, a game that was broadcasted last night on 105.9 WOKZ. It was Wayne City defeating Edwards County 43-42 in a nail biter and a barn burner right there. Also, Sisney topping Patoka 57-55. Carmine White County beat Grayville 59-21. El Dorado defeated Hamilton County 50-40. Professor Valier over Trico in the BDC West play 55-39. Vienna over Christopher 71-60. Chester over Waterloo Gibeau 68-37. Cobden over Gorville 70-57. It was West Frankfort over Harrisburg 75-56. Nashville topped Anna Jonesboro, almost doubled up over him actually. Final score there 64-33. Heron over Benton 62-56 in overtime. Also Massac County over Murfreesboro 56-44. DuQuoin topped Carterville 61-50. Pinckneyville and Sparta met, with Pinckneyville getting the win. Salem over Trenton West Glen 46-30, and Tutopolis over Breeze Modern Day 44-42. Great Egyptian Conference Action Tournament that was held last night. NCOE over Currier Mill Stoneford 46-43 for seventh place in a semifinal game. Gallatin County, they barely edged the Pirates of Pope County 37-35. Also, Thompsonville, another team that's having a good record. They are also with over 20 wins already. They knocked off Hardin County 34-22 in a semifinal. National Trail Conference Tournament, Neoga over South Central 32-27. Altamont defeated Dietrich 64-54. It was Lawrenceville topping Robinson last night, a Little Illini Conference Tournament up in Florida for the Consolation Championship. That game went into overtime again. Lawrenceville besting Robinson 71-64. Red Hill, the Salukis, nice win against a Marshall Lions team 56-50 for third place. And in a championship game, it was only Richland County, the Tigers, defeated the KZ Westfield Warriors by a final score there of 43-39. Also in the NBA, LA Clippers defeated the Chicago Bulls 106-101. Other games of note here in the NBA, I want to go ahead and tell you about the standings as well. But first off, with some more scores there for you. It was Washington over Orlando 95-91. Brooklyn Nets over the New York Knicks 109-99. It was Miami over Cleveland 100-94. Also, it was Houston over Toronto 121-119. The Rockets have been playing very well as of late. Also, Sacramento over Memphis 99-96. It was Dallas over Detroit 106-101. Also, Milwaukee continues their dominance in the East. They won over Charlotte 108-99. Denver Nuggets, they blew out the Phoenix Suns 132-95. And the Utah Jazz over the Minnesota Timberwolves 106-102. We'll tell you about the NBA standings as we're getting closer and closer to the All-Star break. In the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee leads the Toronto Raptors by one game, followed by the Pacers. Pacers are three games back. Of course, they lost Victor Oladipo due to an injury for the season. So we'll see how the Pacers do here, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers, four games back behind the Bucks. Western Conference, Golden State, the lead Denver Nuggets by 1.5 games. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder, four games back behind the Warriors. And then Portland Trailblazers, five games back behind Golden State. All right, coming up here, we got three interviews for you today. We got head coach Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules, also Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions, and Jim Corona of the Wayne City Indians. So those interviews are coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll also talk about the girls' regional pairings that were released on Friday. That, too, is also coming up later on in the show. Keep listening here to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Managing the daily finances of both a business and a home isn't always the easiest of tasks. But Wayne City residents and owners of Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Tom and Roxy Blaisdell, have found a way to make it a little easier. FNB has been the ideal partner, with experienced and friendly assistance, offering products, services, and technology to provide the tools and support for the best of both worlds. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The Start Something New event is happening now at Le Mans. Have you milked that old truck for another year? Start out 2019 with a new Ram. Le Mans has new 2019 Ram Classic 1500s discounted up to $15,584. That's right, up to over $15,000 in savings. New body style 19 Rams are discounted up to $10,859. Le Mans also has huge savings on remaining new 2018 Ram heavy duty trucks. Le Mans prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. These offers end January 31st at Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main, Fairfield, and LeMansOnline.com.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. All right, so last night, Fairfield Mules, they got a nice win on the road against a Johnston City squad. And Mark Turner, he caught up with head coach Scott McElravy following last night's game.
Coach, first of all, congratulations on the W. Before we get into talking about the game, I want you to give me an update on Brandon Lane.
Well, first report is it's not an ACL, which we were really, really scared about. I think he goes back for a second check on Monday, so we'll know more. But as of right now, I don't know the exact term, but it's not ACL, which we were really, really afraid about. So we'll know more next week. Hopefully it's, as far as what trainer Sarah tried to describe, I mean, she wasn't at his appointment, but it more of a kneecap being displaced. Okay. So, really, really hope that everything's okay, for anybody, but Brandon's a good kid.
Of course, let's talk about this one now. 83-42, the final score here. You guys really started to pull away late in that first quarter with a barrage of threes.
Yeah, they were playing zone there early, we've been working against zone in practice, getting good ball reversals, trying to get the ball inside a little more, so you can have the inside-outside game. And I mean, honestly, we have a lot of kids that can shoot it, which is nice, too. We almost got everybody in the scoring column. And it was win number six in the conference. That's one of our goals, and you got to take it one at a time.
Let's talk about those couple of dunks and the assist on those dunks. A couple of very nice assists on the dunks. Looks like something that some of the guys have been playing around in practice a little bit with.
Yeah, Brian's making it to where, you know, it's going to take a lot in the next couple of years to beat our dunk total this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know what his is. I know it's easily double digits, and the kids look for him coming down the floor. Everybody wants to throw one off the board with Brian coming in behind. He's not the only one that we got. You know, Caleb's got some dunks in JV games. He's getting better, we think. And, you know, these guys are just a really fun group to be around. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, you know, people need to come. Effingham is their Casey Westfield, T-Town good. They're that good. They're big. They've got a really good player in the Wolf kid. His brother's their point guard. I don't know if I'm being a good salesman or not, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. You know, they're a 3A team. They play in a bigger school conference and at the end of the year. So, and it's early, so you can watch a game and then go have dinner or whatnot. And
actually, you can
take it easy.
Go to Hamilton County, watch the championship game of that freshman tournament, and then head down.
Yeah, the freshmen are at 11, and I think our JV girls are at 10 at home. There's all kinds of things happening with the Mules. Put the pressure on the freshmen. I think we've won that tournament the last 3 or 4 years. Okay. So they got a good win against the host school last night. I think they play Benton tomorrow. Yep.
You are two-thirds of the way through the season now. How is it progressing, and what do the Mules still need to do to make that deep run in postseason this year?
Well, you know, we love our defense. You know, we know that offense isn't going to come as easy as, you know, what it has in some of these other games, so we've just got to be patient. You know, we've been working on getting more ball reversals, getting more post touches where we get inside out. You know, we've been working on throwing in a few more set plays, you know, a few more little wrinkles here and there. But love the kids. You know, the season's going too fast. It really is, because we've had a lot of fun so far, and, you know, hopefully we got a lot coming.
And it looks like the kids are having a lot of fun.
Oh, you know, that's the one thing I told the kids at halftime. I said, you know, we're at the free throw line. JC's getting ready to shoot a shot, and I've got a couple of JV players over there making sure our guys are on our fast break, our free throw line fast break. You know, so their communication has been super, you know. And, you know, if I'm them, I'm over there sitting on the edge of my seat. They know, you know, when we get into the end of the third quarter and we've got big scores, they know it's going to be their turn. So it's neat to see them get out there and play. And I think our JV's lost, what, once?
Yeah.
That's it. So they've been doing well, too.
All right, Effingham on Saturday afternoon. You talked about it. You touched on it a little bit. They're big. They're strong. They're physical. The one drawback, they're not real deep.
No, they don't play a lot of kids. You know, they play a mixture of seniors and sophomores. You know, the Wolf kid is a senior. His brother is a sophomore point guard. They've got a couple other sophomore kids that start for him.
They're big, and I believe those are brothers.
They are the Thompsons. The big kid, I mean, they list him at 6'8". He looks every bit of that. You know, he's about 15 feet in as far as shooter. They struggled early on in the year. They had a coaching change midseason, which hardly never happens. And then they've kind of taken off. They beat a Taylorville team that's been ranked in 3A all year, who's in their conference. They played Lincoln Tough, who's been ranked all year in 3A in their conference. So, you know, they're used to playing against good schools. They lost by 9 to Nashville. I said that before at a shootout. So, you know, win or lose, this is a good game for us. You know, we hope that we don't come in like we did against Alney and shoot 28%. I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, sometimes you just have games like that. But this game is a good game for us. I'm super glad that the situation has happened to where we could do this. You know, it's 31 games now, and you can have 15 tournaments if you want or no tournaments. And I think you're going to see more stuff like this. You know, when somebody gets a snow out, you know, call up a team, or, you know, if you happen to be surprisingly good, you know, and you did, and your schedule was full and you lose the game, then you can call somebody midseason and try to make it happen, which is cool.
All right. Coach, again, congratulations on the W. We'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
And that was head coach Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules to talk with Mark Turner following last night's win. Again, the Mules won big over Johnston City. And coming up here, a couple more interviews for you. We got Russ Gerlach coming up of the Edwards County Lions, and also Jim Corona over there at Wayne City. That's all coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with me, Steve Thompson, at Country Financial today. And I can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
Get the good stuff.
Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Last night, it was Wayne City beating Edwards County 43-42. That was a game that we had broadcast on 105.9 WOKZ Real Country, our sister station. And Dave Riggy caught up with Russ Gerlach following last night's game.
So here's Russ Gerlach now putting on the headset here. And, Russ, this has to be a very disappointing loss here tonight.
Yes, it is. I told the kids that I think they have maybe one returning starter, if not none. And we have five guys on the floor who've started this year. Some have started a lot. And when things got tight, we lost our composure, and they didn't. And that was the thing right there. They make a run, and we would take a quick shot. If we didn't get a shot off in the play at the beginning, then we'd force one. They played really well. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but we had a 10 or 12 point lead.
14 point lead.
Yep. They made a couple shots, and then all of a sudden we just started taking. We started rushing things because they were making a run instead of just taking our time. We talk about all the time in practice and in games. We got to be disciplined. We got to have some patience. We got to have some composure, but when the pressure got turned up tonight, we couldn't handle the pressure.
This freshman kid, McKinney, he's the guy that really brought them back in this fourth quarter. He scored 8 points. To me, that's amazing that a freshman could play like he did here tonight.
Well, he's really good. I know his parents pretty well, and we were talking a little bit before the game, and I told him, I said, yeah, he's really good, and we knew it, and we made him take a couple tough shots. He made that one that was a bank over – Cowling, that's not an easy shot to make over a guy right. 6 inches taller than you, but we knew what to expect. We just didn't do the greatest job of stopping it. We fell asleep a couple times on Dickey that we shouldn't have, and it's focus and composure. We just were struggling with that, and for a veteran team, it surprises me.
Well, I thought the Lions played very good defense through the first three quarters. It seemed like the fourth quarter is when Wayne City started to find ways to get shots that they were not able to get through the first three quarters.
Well, some of that was, we had to make some subs, obviously, because of the foul trouble and such. We had some bad matchups here and there, and we were doing some switching, and sometimes we would forget who we had. And also, the Sledge kid didn't shoot at all. And in the fourth quarter, I think he had, at least two, if not three baskets there. And, I think those were points they, weren't counting on. The 25 had a basket on the wing, if not two baskets, on the short corner. And, we forced some of the other guys to make some shots, and they did. But, I still say that if we take care of the ball better on offense and play a little smarter, you know, we would have won that game. But I'm at a loss right now what else to say.
Well, this Dickey kid did have 8 points, as well as the 8 points by McKinney there in the fourth quarter. One of those was a big three ball.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. That's what he's best at, is shooting threes. And, you know, we fell asleep once or twice. And now, he did make that one drive. It was a pretty good play. That one, you know, you really can't fault the kids for that. That was a pretty good pull-up. We wanted to make him shoot that. But, you know, some of the other ones, you know, we, like I said, we just fell asleep on and forgot what we were doing.
Russ, I got to ask you. You coached there at Wayne City for, I believe it was 7 years. Got it written down here, 7 years. Does it always seem like there's a little bit extra for you to think about, or there's a little bit more importance for you when you have a game against Wayne City?
Not since some of those kids have graduated. Those kids I coached have all out by now, so it's not the same. Even though I do know some of these kids, you know, a couple of them have parents that were teachers that I worked with, and you know, so I mean, I still know them and everything, but it's not quite the same when those kids were still in school.
Well, and same thing for Jim Corona. You know, he coached here at Edwards County on
twice.
Two separate occasions.
He's out there talking to Uncle Mike right now. He coached him in high school.
All right. It's obvious that you're disappointed, and rightly so, but it's only a one-point loss. But, you know, 1 point, 10 points, what's the difference? 43-42. So where do we go from here now, Coach?
We've got Carmi at home on Tuesday. Then we go to Hamilton County, and then we've got the Benton shootout Saturday.
So we got a lot of games ahead of us yet. A lot of
we got a lot to finish up. It's wish our schedule wasn't quite so back heavy, but just the way it works out.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for coming up here. I know you've been disappointed by this loss, but thanks for coming up here and spending the time with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Russ Gerlach there, the head coach of the Edwards County Lions.
And you're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Stay tuned. More Sports Talk coming up. I caught up with Jim Corona earlier this week on Tuesday. That was before the Edwards County game last night. This is when Wayne City was on the road at Weber. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up here on Sports Talk following these messages.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The temperatures outside are down, but our CD rates are up. People's National Bank is offering two great winter CD specials, a 13-month CD at 1.75% APY and a 25-month CD at 2.25% APY. So find your stocking cap and gloves and stop by to open a 13-month CD at 1.75% APY or a 25-month CD at 2.25% APY today. People's National Bank member FDIC, annual percentage yield accurate as of January 15, 2019. $500 to open and obtain APY.
You are listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on a Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in, as we greatly appreciate it. We'd like to remind you that this episode of Sports Talk will be podcasted following today's show. Now, it was back on Tuesday night when Wayne City went on the road to face the Weber Trojans. And what was very interesting was that it was a week prior to that Weber beat Wayne City in an upset during the Midland Trail Conference Tournament. Well, Wayne City came back to Weber and beat the Trojans on their home court. And I had the privilege of talking to head coach Jim Corona following Tuesday night's game.
Anyway, head coach Jim Corona joins us here for the post-game show. Coach, this was a Weber team you faced last week at the Midland Show Conference Tournament. You lost to them by 2 points last Tuesday. Less than a week later, you come over here to their territory, and you get a win here on the road.
Yeah, we really tickled. They're a good club. You know, Brad's lost some tough ones. You know, you look at their record, but they are not symbolic of their record. You know, it's a big mismatch for us because we're not 6'4", 6'6". So, we played what we call a roamer, where we had two kids. They just let the two little guards run. We stuck like glued on 25, mm-hmm. and then we wouldn't let 33 catch it at the top, and we wouldn't let 22 have it down low. And
yeah,
what I'm really tickled about is they followed the game plan. We talked about it. We had a tough one last night against a team that I thought we should have beat by more, but you know, a win's a win. And playing back to back, that's exactly what we need coming. You know, with March Madness coming.
Yeah, you certainly will take it. I thought, first off, what happened to Taj McKinney right there? He got hit in the face.
Got hit in the nose. And Taj is such a hard-nosed kid, you know, and he wanted to go back in. But, you know, we were in a little foul trouble, you know, and we held him for the third. And then we got a little discombobulated in our four square. And I said, you got to go.
Yeah.
When they go up, they were up three, and I said, Taj, you got to go. But he's just such a competitor. But we just, you know, didn't look very bright for us. You know, they were up, I think, three or four. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, you know, they followed the game plan so well. But then we just stuck, you know, we hit a couple shots. And, you know, that's basketball. You know, basketball's confidence and concentration. And it turned our way. So it was a big win for us.
I thought Kent Miller did a great job filling in for Taj. You know, bringing the ball up the floor right there. Good handles right there. And also, too, I thought Andrew White hit some big threes here tonight. And then Taj McKinney, the way he responded back after, you know, being out with that, you know, that bop on the nose right there, able to respond back with some points of his own, especially in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you see, like I said, he's a real competitor. Let me say something about Andrew White. What a great kid. He works hard. We had him at point guard. And he's so quick, and he's a great jumper, and he's cat quick. But he has really worked hard on his three. So we might get a chance to play him a three, especially if we go little against Fairfield. Or I don't know if we can play little against Edwards County, but I know we can play little against Woodlawn. But he's just going to be a real plus for us. You know, he's a junior. He's worked on his shot. Now, he's either dead center or he's way off.
I noticed that, too. Yeah.
So he's never and he's still a work in progress, but he's a listener, you know, and I keep telling the kids that was my top priority when I took this job. You really have to get high school kids to listen. You know, the attention span, and we're in the media center where everybody's got a phone and their attention span. You know, I don't know if you know this, but they say now that the American kids today a goldfish has more attention span than the American kids. Goldfish is 7 seconds attention span. Americans, kids are down below 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So to get them to listen and buy into a game plan and stay with it for 32 minutes is a real plus.
Also, too, this was a big game, too, not only because it was a conference game, but also I was looking at your guys' schedule. I mean, you got Edwards County, you mentioned them. That's coming up January 25th. Fairfield, January 29th, the state-ranked Mules team. Odin, February the 1st. Woodlawn, February the 5th. And then North Clay, a good North Clay squad. They were at the Conrad Allen, February the 12th. And this right here is a game where it can really help propel that momentum for you guys.
Well, it was our best defensive game. You know, we started out and we played the first seven games to match up zone. And that's probably too intellectual for a high school team. So even though we won, we struggled with it. And then we said, okay, we're going to go to a 1-2-2 zone. And play big, and then we couldn't run our offense because we were too big. And so we just made a commitment to play man and work every day on our boxing out and hedging on those ball screens and running a banana route or a back pocket on a down screen. And we just, you know, we're just going to make a commitment because we can't beat those teams in the zone. Now, I know I only beat Fairfield in the zone, but Alney's probably get a little bit more size than we got. So, we just made that commitment, and we're going to stick with it, win or lose.
Anything else you want to add on about tonight's win, about the schedule coming up for you guys?
Well, it'll be tough. I was at Edwards County for 5 years, and I was there in the 70s. way before your time, and then I was there in the 90s. So it'll be a nostalgic trip. Our kids don't know anything. It's been 21 years, so I've been there. I scouted them a couple times, and I even sat right smack dab in the middle of the Edwards County cheering section. No one said, hey, coach, what are you doing? Nobody. It's been 21 years. They don't know me. For, of course, I'm old and bald-headed and fat now. They go, that's really good. But anyway, so it'll be a good test for us. Fairfield will be a great test for us. Hey, I really think Odin's, you know, I may eat my words, but Odin is just as good as Woodlawn. A bucket here, a bucket there. They play hard. They play tough, you know. And so we got our work cut out for us. Lost to North Clay at our place. So the meat of our schedule. But, of course, if you want to win a regional, mm-hmm. you got to pay the piper.
Right.
You got to play if you want to win. And that's our goal. You know, our goal is to win a regional. And play good competition. So,
all right. Well, hey, Coach, like I said, thanks for coming over here again. Congratulations on tonight's win here. And like I said, hey, just keep playing hard. Keep doing your best. And like I said, you'll get the wins. You'll get more wins.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good seeing you.
That was head coach Jim Corona of the Wayne City Indians. That was following Tuesday night's game against Weber, where the Indians came out on top in a close game, actually, and Wayne City, of course, they took on Edwards County last night. As Coach Jim Crow mentioned as well, he used to coach a couple of stints over there at Edwards County. Then Russ Gerlach coached at Wayne City for several years as well. So, like I said, good to hear from head coach Jim Corona over there at Wayne City. Coming up, we'll go over the schedule here for you. Also, talk about the regional pairings. They were released on Friday. That's coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Managing the daily finances of both a business and a home isn't always the easiest of tasks. But Wayne City residents and owners of Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Tom and Roxy Blastell, have found a way to make it a little easier. FNB has been the ideal partner, with experienced and friendly assistance, offering products, services, and technology to provide the tools and support for the best of both worlds. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
You are listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Let's go ahead and talk about high school girls hoops here, because regional pairings were released on Friday, as the pairings for the Class 1A and 2A regionals were released by the IHSA. At the 2A Wayne City Regional, Carmine White County will play DuQuoin at 6 p.m. Monday, February the 4th, followed by Fairfield and Wayne City at 7:30. Game 1 winner will play Harrisburg at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February the 5th, followed by the Game 2 winner against Anna Jonesboro at Edwards County. Lawrenceville plays Red Hill at 7 p.m. on Monday, February the 4th. The winner will take on Edwards County at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February the 6th, followed by Mount Carmel and Flora. At Vienna, Johnston City will take on West Frankfort at 7 p.m. on Monday, February the 4th. The winner will play Hamilton County at 6 p.m. Wednesday, February the 6th, followed by Vienna and El Dorado. At Robinson, Robinson will challenge Cumberland at 6 p.m. Monday, February the 4th, followed by Newton and Casey Westfield. Game 1 winner will play T-Town, 6 p.m. Wednesday, February the 6th, followed by the Game 2 winner against Marshall at 7:30. Taking a look at the local sports schedule today, here on January 27th, Fairfield will take on Effingham. Again, this was a take on 26th. Today is the 26th, January 26th. Today, Fairfield will take on Effingham. Again, this was a game that was added earlier this week, actually, as Fairfield and Mules will be hosting the Effingham Flaming Hearts here at the Mule Barn. You can hear the game on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Beginning around 10 minutes prior to tip-off, JV game will start at 3 p.m. Wayne City will take on Johnston City. Hamilton County Freshman Tournament, that is underway. Next game to start be a few minutes from now at 9:45 as Hamilton County will square off against El Dorado for third place. And then 11 a.m., Fairfield challenge Benton for the championship. Greater Egyptian Conference Tournament trophy games on tap for today. Crab Orchard will take on Galatia. Also, Pope County will take on Hardin County for third place. And then Gallatin County will challenge Thompsonville for the championship. National Trail Conference Tournament. Windsor Stu Straws will take on South Central for seventh place. St. Omo Brownstown versus Neoga for the Consolation Championship. Dietrich takes on North Clay for third place. And then Effingham St. Anthony versus Altamont for the championship. High school girls basketball action. This game will be starting just a few minutes from now as the Lady Mules freshman basketball team, they'll be hosting Mount Vernon. 1 p.m. Edwards County will square off against Alney Richland County, and then Wayne City will take on Johnston City. Junior high girls basketball action. The SIJHSAA Class L State Tournament at Ridden Lake College. Hamilton County will take on Massac County for the championship. College hoops action. Got a broadcast for you here at 11 a.m. The Illini will take on Maryland at Madison Square Garden. You can hear that game on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Tip-off again as it will be at 11 a.m. NBA Pacers at Memphis. Also, the NHL will have the All-Star break as of this time. All right, wrap up sports talk here following this. A couple of quick words here for you. That's coming up here on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com.
Introducing Simplify My Meds at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. With Simplify My Meds, you can reduce stress and save time by filling all your prescriptions on the same day every month. Shoe Creek will take care of contacting your physicians, transferring prescriptions, and making sure you never run out of your medications again. They'll even coordinate refills for multiple family members so that they're all filled on the same day. Simply call Shoe Creek Pharmacy or take in your prescriptions to simplify your meds at your Health Mart Pharmacy. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
Going green has been such a trendy phrase recently, but are you wondering how it relates to your investments? Green, or ethical investing, is really popular, and Chelsea Root has a passion for learning about what is important to her clients. Chelsea would love to share with you the knowledge that she has gained regarding sustainable investing and help you invest in ways important to you. Please give Chelsea a call at 618-395-4311 to talk about going green. Trust Bank. Growing prosperity together.
All right, you're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Just want to mention here, I want to thank these sponsors here for sponsoring Sports Talk each and every Saturday morning here. Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Bring and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FMB, Fairfield National Bank, Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa Fairfield, People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wainwright Propane, Trust Bank, Hostelton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Napa of Wayne City, and Steve Thompson, your country financial representative over there in West Salem. We want to thank those sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk, as well as our local sports broadcast. And without these sponsors, we would not be covering here for you. So if you happen to see any of them around, if you happen to stop by, give them a phone call, tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of local sports broadcast here on WFIW, as well as our sister station, WOKZ 105.9. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk. Have a wonderful Saturday. Again, a reminder, Fairfield hosting Effingham at the Mule Barn. Varsity game at 4:30. We'll have the broadcast here for you on the radio. And then at 3 o'clock will be the JV game as well. So JV at 3 o'clock, followed by Mules Varsity around 4:30. That wraps up Sports Talk. Have a great Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.